profession. It comes only by the grace of God. It requires a direct dispensation from heaven to become a walker. You must be born into the family of the walkers, ambulator nascitur non fit. Some of my townsmen, it is true, can remember and have described to me some walks which they took 10 years ago, in which they were so blessed as to lose themselves for half an hour in the woods. But I know very well that they have confined themselves to the highway ever since, whatever pretensions they may make to belong to this select class. No doubt they were elevated for a moment as by the reminiscence of a previous state of existence, when even they were foresters and outlaws. When he came to Greenwood, in a merry morning, there he heard the notes small of birds' merry singing. "It is far gone," said Robin, "that I was last here. Me list a littell for to shoot at the dawn deer. I think that I cannot preserve my health and spirits, unless I spend 4 hours a day, at least, and it is commonly more than that, sauntering through the woods and over the hills and fields, absolutely free from all worldly engagements. You may safely say a penny for your thoughts or 1,000 pounds, when sometimes I am reminded that the mechanics and shopkeepers stay in their shops not only all the forenoon, but all the afternoon, too, sitting with crossed legs, so many of them, as if the legs were made to sit upon and not to stand or walk upon. I think that they deserve some credit for not having all committed suicide long ago. I, who cannot stay in my chamber for a single day without acquiring some rust, and when sometimes I have stolen forth for a walk at the 11th hour or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, too late to redeem the day, when the shades of night were already beginning to be mingled with the daylight, have felt as if I had committed some sin to be atoned for. I confess that I am astonished at the power of endurance, to say nothing of the moral insensibility of my neighbors, who confine themselves to shops and offices the whole day for weeks and months, aye, and years, almost together. I know not what manner of stuff they are of, sitting there now at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, as if it were 3 o'clock in the morning. Bonaparte may talk of the 3 o'clock in the morning courage, but it is nothing to the courage which can sit down cheerfully at this hour in the afternoon over against oneself whom you have known all the morning to starve out a garrison to whom you are bound by such strong ties of sympathy. I wonder that about this time, or say between 4 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon, too late for the morning papers and too early for the evening ones, there is not a general explosion heard up and down the street, scattering a legion of antiquated and house-bred notions and whims to the four winds for an airing, and so the evil cure itself. How womankind, who are confined to the house still more than men, stand it, I do not know. But I have ground to suspect that most of them do not stand it at all. When early in a summer afternoon we have been shaking the dust of the village from the skirts of our garments, making haste past those houses with purely Doric or Gothic fronts, which have such an air of repose about them, my companion whispers that probably about these times their occupants are all gone to bed. Then it is that I appreciate the beauty and the glory of architecture, which itself never turns in, but forever stands out and erect, keeping watch over the slumberers. No doubt temperament and above all age have a good deal to do with it. As a man grows older, his ability to sit still and follow indoor occupations increases. He grows vespertinal in his habits as the evening of life approaches, till at last he comes forth only just before sundown and gets all the walk that he requires in half an hour. But the walking of which I speak has nothing in it akin to taking exercise, as it is called, as the sick take medicine at stated hours, as the swinging of dumbbells or chairs, but is itself the enterprise and adventure of the day. If you would get exercise, go in search of the springs of life. Think of a man's swinging dumbbells for his health, when those springs are bubbling up in far-off pastures unsought by him. Moreover, you must walk like a camel, which is said to be the only beast which ruminates when walking. When a traveller asked Wordsworth's servant to show him her master's study, she answered, "Here is his library."